Joining us now, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Thanks for coming in early. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me this early in the morning. A lot going on, and a lot of it centers around our leadership. We have President Donald Trump, and this Trump-Russia connection just does not want to go away.
Well, you know, David, at this stage of the game, it can't go away. We remember when Comey was fired by the president, and then he met with the Russians and the Russian ambassador, and he said, the pressure will be off because I fired Comey. Well, what happens with the judicial system, what happens with the investigatory arms of Congress and special counsel is that once it gets going, you're not able to just dismiss it and say it should go away. It won't. It is, as I have said, morning after morning, time after time, a big ball of yarn, and one piece comes off and then another piece comes off, and it just keeps on going. There is no way to stop it. We saw it with the Nixon resignation, which would have clearly been an impeachment had he stayed. He was able to change American history. He resigned and he left. I do think that when you see something like Mike Pence raising money from big donors, it has got to give the shivers to the president, because what it's really saying is, you know, maybe he's not going to be here, and maybe I'm thinking, Pence is thinking, I'm going to be the president of the United States. So the pressure continues on, and it will continue as these investigations go. We haven't heard a word from Mueller. We don't know what he's thinking. We don't know what evidence he's gathering, but it won't be all that long.
And when we go to the leadership of New York state government, we have Andrew Cuomo, who many have said has aspirations for the presidency. In that same breath, a lot of people now are saying what's happening with the New York City transportation system could be his ultimate undoing.
Most people still think that the mayor controls the subways in New York. Of course, he doesn't. Andrew Cuomo has the most votes on the Metropolitan Transportation and clearly controls it. As we remember, he took great credit when the Second Avenue subway got going. As I've often said, it was almost as if he had laid every single brick and piece of mortar that existed in that system. Now he says he doesn't have enough power. Every time he makes that kind of denial, every time the Times or the News or the Post starts to talk about this, he gets himself into further trouble. And it isn't only that. There's a big trial coming up, and that's of his closest friends and co-workers, who, one of whom is described, as we have all heard again and again and again, as his third brother, the one that Mario, his father, liked the most, and Joe Prococo, and he's on trial big time. At least one, Todd Howe, has talked about how he's already cooperating with the government and has pled guilty. That trial is going to be a big thing, too. We saw with the Bridgegate trial in New Jersey, once these trials begin, it can really hurt the way in which a governor is perceived. Chris Christie now, his big carcass out on the beach while everybody else sweltered, is down to 15%. I just wonder who those 15% are. Well, in any case, that's what Cuomo's got to worry about, too. Now, is he planning to run for president? Does a bear walk in the woods? Of course he's planning to run for president. Could he win? Yeah, he could win. Donald Trump is the president. He's a tough guy. He's a rough guy. And that's the way he plays this game. So, yes, Cuomo is in real trouble. On the other hand, nobody should count him out.
Chris Christie, whom you just mentioned, apparently he had made an appearance on a New York City sports radio station acting as a guest host and took that opportunity to bash Hillary Clinton.
When you are a right winger, your chances of success on those kinds of AM radio shows and television shows are very good. If you are center left, it has never worked. We remember when Mario Cuomo was governor, he got offered a big deal to be on the radio, presumably to be the answer to Rush Limbaugh. He started it. It didn't work. And then he came on what was then Me and Mario. And we did it for years and years and years. And it did work. So there are different groups of people who listen and watch. And we know that because the Fox people go to Fox. Others go to MSNBC and to CNN. And that's just the way it is.
Always on target, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
And David, thank you so much for being here.